This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Where in the world?
Poland, with support from the Polish Cultural Institute.
You join us as John I. Flyerlot continues to scour the planet in search of answers to his riddles. Fearless in his pursuit of knowledge, there isn't an ocean too wide, or a cave too deep, or a desert too dry to keep him from his quest. But where in the world is John I. Flyerlot today?
Dzień dobry. That means hello in Polish. As you might have guessed, I'm in Poland with another riddle to solve, and it looks like it's all about the countryside. What do you make of this? Lovely to behold, and a very tasty crop. To enjoy these treats, you don't need a shop. Now, from my travels, I've been finding out that there certainly are a lot of places in Poland that are lovely. My favourite are the ancient oak forests, some of the oldest in Europe. Let's go!
We're in the Rogalin Forest near Poznania, and this is where you'll find some of the oldest trees in Poland, many notching up over 1,000 years. Three famous oak trees are here. Whilst not quite as old as some, they've got a great story behind them. They're called Lech, Czech, and Rus, after three brothers.
Legend has it that the brothers founded the three countries that became Poland, the Czech Republic, and Russia. Each brother went hunting in a different direction and had amazing adventures. Although how much is true and how much is folklore is pretty hard to say. Now, these amazing trees are definitely lovely to behold, but I don't think they're the answer to our riddle. Oak trees don't really produce a tasty crop, do they? Well, not unless you're a squirrel who likes acorns. Let's try somewhere else. Lots of the Polish landscape is made of living history. As well as the ancient oak forests, Poland's also famous for its peat bogs and marshes. They're made of decomposed vegetation over thousands of years. Do you think they're the answer to the riddle? Didn't think so. Not really a tasty crop. Although they can be lovely to look at. Yes, squidgy old peat can be pretty. Promise. I'll show you. We're in the Biebrza Valley, and we have to be quiet as there are lots of rare birds here. Peaty wetlands like these make a brilliant habitat for many animals too. In fact, they're so important for wildlife that they are protected by special laws. It's a very peaceful place, with lakes and grasses. Very relaxing. But we haven't got time to rest. Hey, look! A beautiful patch of nagyatek. That's a big name for a little flower. These cheerful blooms are orangey gold, and we have them in the UK too. Don't believe me? I'm serious. We just called them marigolds. Flowers are very hard workers in Poland. I know, don't look very busy, do they? For centuries, the Polish have found clever ways to use plants. Did you know they even weave clothes from a plant that we call flax? Marigolds are an especially handy plant. They've been used for centuries in soothing creams and to dye food the same wonderful yellow colour. And the leaves can even be eaten in salads. Hang on. If I remember the riddle, it said we were looking for something lovely to behold. Well, they're beautiful. And something that's tasty too. So are these what I'm looking for? How puzzling. Not tasty enough, perhaps. I think we're getting close. Now this is interesting. Over here we've got a juicy bush full of pretty jagoda. If you don't recognise the name, you will recognise the tasty fruits. In the UK, we call them blueberries. The Polish are amazingly lucky, because blueberries grow wild in many places over the summer months. Throughout history, the Polish have always been careful to make the most of the fruits that can be found in nature. fruit picking is a really strong tradition. These jagoda are used to make dumplings, cakes, and even ice cream, or just eaten raw. Might just try a few myself, just to make sure they're definitely jagoda. Mmm, delicious. We certainly don't need a shop for this crop. And I think we found the answer to the riddle. Lovely to behold, and a very tasty crop. To enjoy these treats, you don't need a shop. The answer is jagoda berries. Oh, not quite right. Maybe it's not the berries, but fruit picking. Haha, riddle solved. Easy. You can find out more about Poland on the Fun Kids website. See you another time for more puzzles from Poland. Until then, do widzenia. That means goodbye.
Where in the world?
Poland is a Fun Kids production with support from the Polish Cultural Institute.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.